ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचर निकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्टान् स्वपिति मधुर भुङ्मयया पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचर निकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसो नस्तुरीयः विगत गुणगणः पात्वसो नस्तुरीयः न निरोधो न चोत्पत्तिर् न बद्धो न च साधकः अधो न चोत्पत्तिर् न बद्धो न च साधकः न मुमुक्षुर्न वै मुक्त इत्येषा परमार्थता मुक्त इत्येषा परमार्थता ओके रीड् भाष्यम् So, this is the understanding finally remains. This is the conclusive, ascertained, ultimate fact. This is the fact. There is no greater fact than this. It's subtlest fact also. Just simply say there is no creation, there is no death, no birth, nothing is happening. This is the fact. And so it's a much subtlest fact. It's a subtler fact than this. And this fact becomes clear when? When Dvaitam Vithatam Atma Ekaha Eva Satyaha Paramarthataha. Absolutely, what is there is only Atma, the only absolute reality. This duality which is experienced is as though it's only appearance, the projection. It is not really there. If this understanding is there, then what will be the conclusive, concluding, ultimate, subtlest, non-refutable, absolute fact? What is the fact? The fact is, we are going to see the following sentence. Everything is, everything which seems to be there is all avidya vishyaha. All vyavaharaha. All vyavaharas. So, ayam sarvaha api laukikaha vaidikaha cha vyavaharaha avidya vishyaha eva. Which means, only as long as there is ignorance. So long, all these things seem to be happening. This is all only within the realm of ignorance only. So, in the wake of the knowledge of what Atma is, what reality is, when what happens, the unmanifested knowledge power becomes totally manifested in terms of what is, what I am, what is. When there, what happened to Maya? There is no more Maya. This is how Maya is dissolvable. Maya cannot be destroyed, but Maya is cognitively resolvable. There is no Maya. You have to, there is no Maya. How long can I talk about Maya? Only as long as there is ignorance is. Maya partially manifested is what? Knowledge in terms of I am, the universe is. I am, this is. I am as the knower, this is as the known. This knower-known duality itself is what? Projections. Projections in the form of what? Manifestations of knowledge. But when through Shastra Pramanam we understand what I is, what this is, this is all nothing but knowledge. When you understand, then the total power of knowledge becomes manifested. Then there's total knowledge. Then you say what? There's no Maya. Then what is there? There's only pure consciousness, only pure knowledge, and which is pure existence. There's only Satchit Brahma, Satchit Brahmatma. Maya is cognitive resolvable now. So what about this now? All vyavaharas. All these vyavaharas, in the wake of the knowledge of what is, you see all these vyavaharas are as though. They are projections only. Laukikaha, vaidikaha, sarvaha, api vyavaharaha, only projections. Appearances of the only Satchit Brahmatma. Therefore, this world of duality consisting of all these vyavaharas is non-different from Satchit Brahmatma. Brahmatma is unseparated from all of them. So there is only appearance. What is only Brahmatma, Brahma. Which means all these vyavaharas happening means they are all within the realm of ignorance only. That is the fact we will arrive at finally. That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada introduced this karika. Now, we are going to see the meaning, bhashyam of this 32nd karika. Therefore, only when something is existent, we can talk about the origination of it, death of it, birth of it, existence of it, or changes of it. Now it is nothing is now other Atma alone is there. The Atma is beginningless, endless, changeless, eternal, all pervasive. So we cannot talk about birth. The projections just are manifestations, and they again become unmanifested, become manifested, become unmanifested. They are not create. There is no creation. There is no jagat, something called jagat separately, which you can talk about. It is not really there to talk about the creation of it. Therefore, it is said here, na nirodha. I am reading the Bhashyam. I tell you, this every word is beautifully explained, even given the correct exact with the block letters meaning is given. I know which book you are following. I mean, the same thing, no? You are following. Phonology is book. Page number 383 for those who are following English. Page number 8382 those who are following Sanskrit. Na nirodha. Na. There is no nirodha. See, the word nirodha literally means obstruction. Nirodha, obstruction. Stopping, blocking something. But here, stopping something also implies what? End. So, nirodha is a masculine noun. Shankara Bhagavatpada has given the word nirodhanam. Nirodhanam is also meaning the same. Ending. Obstructing. That's the meaning. So, nirodha is equal to pralayaha. Dissolution. There is no such a thing called dissolution of the universe. There is no such thing called death of something. We should understand, oh, there is no death at all. There is no dissolution at all. But what about people that are dying, cremating? It's all relative. Okay? Absolutely, there is no such a thing called pralayaha. There's pralaya, which is relative. Relatively, there's a birth. Relatively, there's a death. Which is only relative destruction. There's not total destruction, total absolute destruction of nothing is happening here. Therefore, that's why change, if you define the word change, modification, vikara. What is a change? Change is only relative destruction. Why? Relative destruction means the destruction of one form goes another form. The death of one form is birth of another form, which is a change only. It's a relative destruction. There's no such thing called total destruction at all of anything. Therefore, there's no dissolution of the universe. Total destruction is not there. Pralayaha, na pralayaha. Na utpattihi. So, na cha utpattihi. Cha and na utpattihi. Utpattihi means origination, which is jananam, birth. There is no origination of the universe. There is no dissolution of the universe. There is no birth. Utpattihi is a feminine gender word. Jananam is a neutral gender word. Okay. You know this very well. Then, baddha. The na should go with every word. Okay. Na baddha. Baddha means samsari jivaha. Okay, there's none called jivaha who is bound by samsara. Samsari jivaha. Who is samsari jivaha? The jivaha who again and again and again comes into this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Samsari. Samsaraha is life of beginningless, endless cycle of life of transmigration involving many births and deaths. Now, the one who is subject to the samsara is a samsari. There's no samsari jivaha. Who is jiva? It's all projection. Appearance of the atma. Samsara itself is what? Absolutely there's no samsara. No samsaraha, no samsari jivaha also. Therefore, na sadhakaha. Sadhanavan. Sadhanavan. See, this okay, for in Sanskritam, there's a small print mistake in my book. It's called Maganavan. No, it means Sadhanavan. See, Sadhanavan means the person who is endowed with discipline. The discipline, the person who is given to the practice of disciplines. There's none, absolutely. So, Sadhanavan Mokshasya. The person who is given to the practice of disciplines ultimately for moksha, for freedom. And then there's no sadhakaha. Na mumukshuhu. There's no spiritual aspirant who is desperately aspiring for moksha. Mokshaarthi. So he says, mochanarthi. Gaudapada Acharya writes, mumukshuhu. Shankaracharya writes, mochanarthi. Mochanam also means what? Liberating, liberation. It's a gerund as well as noun. Mochanam, liberating, liberation. Mochanarthi. Mochanam, vimochanam mean the same. Mochanam, vimochanam, mokshaha, muktihi, mukuhu. All these words mean the same. So, na mochanarthi. There's none who is aspiring for moksha. Muktaha, muktaha, na muktaha. There's no such thing, nobody can mukta, liberated person. And then, vimukta bandhaha. One who is absolutely free from totally free from bondage. Vimukta bandha. Bandhat vimuktaha. So who is muktaha? Muktaha is bandhat vimuktaha. One who is free from bondage. The word muktaha literally means liberated. But here, vimukta bandha means what? One who is liberated from the bondage. All these are possible only until the jnanam takes place. Once jnanam takes place, then the perspective will be different. Where is? That is why it's always said what? The dream is real as long as you are in dream. Wake up from dream as a waker, dream is not. Though it seemed to have been there, it's not. So from the standpoint of the Atma, the consciousness, when the really clearly essence is identified with the consciousness, really I cannot be identified with anywhere else. The standpoint of consciousness, if you see, it is then there aham muktaha, aham bandha, mama mokshaha, that will not be there. Of course, there will be, these words will be there, okay? But they're not relevant for the self, Atma. Na mukta, na vimukta bandha. So he says, utpatti pralayayoho abhavatu. Baddhadayaha na santi. So utpatti pralayayoho abhavatu. Because of the non-existence of origination and dissolution. Because of the non-existence or absence of origination and dissolution, baddhadayaha nasanti. All these, no, all these factors associated with the bondage. Bondage, knowledge, freedom, birth, death, samsara, all these are not here. Baddha adayaha nasanti are not here. Bondage, etc. are not there. Iti, thus is, esha parama arthata. Esha parama, iti is the, iti means thus. Thus what? Therefore, esha paramarthata. This is the absoluteness of the fact, means this is the exalted fact, absolute fact, ultimate fact, subtlest fact. There is no greater fact than this. Katham utpatti pralayoho abhavaha. See, whenever some fact is stated, especially this is an absolute fact is stated, immediately Shruti must be, look at it, Shruti Mata says, okay, somebody will ask some question, who says? Shruti says, okay. It's like saying, no, who ordered? King, that's all, no question. Rather here, Shruti says, okay, no question. I'll try to, if I have understood, I'm happy. If I have not understood, let me make efforts to understand the fact. No, I don't argue here. Therefore, katam utpatti pralayoho abhavaha. How is it said that there is non-existence or absence of origination and dissolution? Katam utpatti pralayoho abhavaha katam. Iti uchyate. So it is said here how Shruti states there is absence of origination and dissolution. Dvaitasya asatvat. Dvaitasya asatvat. Due to the non-existence, the non-reality of duality. See, the word asatvam has two meanings. One is non-existence, non-reality. So, asatvat, due to the non-existence of duality, due to the non-reality of duality, it is said that there is absence of the origination dissolution. Yatrahi dvaitamiva bhavati. This example is given again. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. No, I really feel like going to Brihadaranyaka, you know. So Brihadaranyakam, Shankara Bhagavatpada heavily used Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, Gita Bhashyam, Bhagavad Gita, any Upanishad Bhashyam. That's why without studying Brahma Sutra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, one should not go to study Brahma Sutras. Because statements are analyzed there. Yatrahi dvaitam iva bhavati. So, this statement, yatrahi dvaitam iva bhavati means what? Iva means what? Iva means as though. That word iva, yatrahi dvaitam iva bhavati. Iva means what? As it were, as though. The duality is there as though, as it were, means what? Dvaitam iva bhavati. Mean what? Brahma, the only absolute reality, the ultimate truth alone, appears to be duality, the world of duality. As though that is duality. It means what? As the means, as it were means, there's no really duality. Absolutely there's no duality. Duality is relatively real, empirically real. Absolutely it is not real. Okay, next quotation. Kathopanishad. Yaha iha nana iva pashyati. Yaha iha nana iva pashyati. The one who sees here as though there is variety. As though there's difference. Which means, again Eva comes. Eva. The Eva comes what? Really nothing is different here. There are no differences. There's no variety or plurality. What is only one? Yaha iha nana iva pashyati. Atmai vedam sarvam. Chandogya Upanishad. Atma eva idam sarvam. Idam sarvam atma eva. So here eva. That eva is important in this sentence. The present is eva. The eva is indicatable word which states as though, as it were. Whereas eva means what? Emphatic. Okay. Atma eva idam sarvam. Atma alone. All this is only Atma. Sometimes, apart from these major Upanishads, some minor Upanishads also are there. He brings up other quotes. Nrisimhottara Upanishad. Nrisimhottara Upanishad is another Upanishad, which is not very well known. Even there, the same fact is revealed. Of course, any Upanishad must uniformly reveal the same fact. Brahma evedam sarvam. Brahma eva idam sarvam. Even though he had written commentary only upon those 11, he is Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam. He is about repository for all the books. So he can quote from there also. Brahma eva idam sarvam. All that he said is only Brahma. So, the word Atma and Brahma are two different words, that's all. Then, Ekameva Advitiyam, the same quote, how many times have we already come across in this very Upanishad, in this section itself? Why? Again, relevant place. Why the same quotation is repeated? Context is what? Context is to say, there is no origination and dissolution. These are all the statements of fact. They actually imply this fact. Ekameva Advitiyam. What is there is only secondless reality, non-dual reality. Ekameva Advitiyam. So secondless, Advitiyam is very important. Ekameva. What is only then secondless. There's a second thing other than Atma. It means there's a second thing. I am, I, the self, am alone. There's a second thing. There's nothing different from me. Idam sarvam yad I am Atma. Idam sarvam yad. All this is, okay, all this is what? Yadu. Whatever is here, all that is what? This Atma only. I am Atma. Idam sarvam yadu I am Atma. Idam sarvam yadu I am Atma. So that which is here, what is here? All this is Atma. Again, he uses I am Atma, this self alone, that all that is here as this. This Atma is all this. He uses two pronouns, both this only. idam sarvam. Idam also means this. I am also means this. So he means what? This Atma is all this. Means there's no two. There are no two things, only one. Sasabhudanaka Upanishad, ityadi nana shrutibhyah. Ityadi nana shrutibhyah dvaitasya asattvam siddham. Now it is dvaitasya asattvam, the non-reality of duality or non-existence of duality has been proved, established with the support of through all these Vedic Upanishad statements such as this. That's what he says. Ityadi nam shrutibhyah dvaitasya asattvam siddham. Dvaitasya asattvam siddham. Siddham means what? Proved, accomplished, established. So the fact what has been proved, what has been established, the ultimate fact of the non-reality, duality being non-real, not real, duality being non-existent has been established, proved. Okay, siddham. Okay, now, sataha, he further explains, sataha hi utpattihi pralayahava nasyat. He gives the reason now. Okay? He gives the reason, hetu, why there is no pralayaha, why there is no utpattihi, why there is no origination, why there is no dissolution of anything, of this jagat, of this duality, because utpattihi pralayaha va sataha hi syat. See, the word sataha means, the word sat has so many meanings. Sat means the reality, that which exists, that which is real. So here sat means existent. Sataha, existence. Only an existent object, an existent thing, can have origination or dissolution. Sataha. I'm only seeing now the translation. Same exactly. Yeah. Asataha shasha vishanadehe na api advaitam utpadyate liyateva. Okay. First, asataha shasha vishanadehe. Now, shashaha rabbit, vishanaha horn, shasha vishanadehe asataha. A non-existent, an unreal thing. Okay. That which does not exist at all is asat. Asataha, of non-existent things such as rabbit's horn, etc. You can say rabbit's horn, barren woman's sun, or sky flower, it's a tall of the mirage water. The example. Shasha vishanaha means rabbit's horn. Hasha vishana adehe, of objects such as rabbit's horn, etc. Vadam, there is no origination or dissolution. So also, he says, similarly, na api advaitam padyate liyateva. Sorry. Na api, sorry, dvaitam, sorry. Na api न अपि अद्वैतम उत्पद्यते लियतेव. So non-dual also, what is not born, does not originate, does not resolve. Advayam cha utpatti pralayavatu iti vipratishiddham. Advayam cha utpatti pralayavatu cha iti vipratishiddham. Okay. Saying that, the non-dual has origination, non-dual has dissolution. This statement is also what? Contradictory statement. Actually, non-dual also has no origination, no dissolution. Why? Because it is timeless. The immediately will come, no? Non-dual has no origination and dissolution because non-dual reality is what? Beginningless, endless, changeless. The seemingly real duality has seeming origination, seeming dissolution in the non-originating, non-dissolving reality. Absolutely, there's no origination or dissolution of duality because duality doesn't exist. It's not there. So non-duality also does not have beginning or end, origination or dissolution because it is timeless. Non-dual duality is here the non-dual reality. The reality is of the nature of timelessness, changelessness, therefore it is eternal reality. Therefore, there is no origination or dissolution of the non-dual reality also. Therefore, there is no such a thing called origination at all, absolutely. There is no dissolution also of anything in the world. Absolutely, there is no creation, there is no destruction of anything. This is the fact. The Upanishad Shastra, Timeless Shastra already states. It took many ages for scientists to arrive at this fact, to say that nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Anyway, still they even what they say is relative only. Still they are not absolutely stating. Okay. So simply, advayam cha utpatti pralayavat cha iti vipratishiddham. It is inappropriate to say that Advaitam has beginning and end. Advaitam has origination and dissolution. No. Advayam doesn't have origination and dissolution because of its timeless nature of timelessness, limitlessness, infinitude nature. Dvaitam doesn't have origination and dissolution because Dvaitam does not exist. In fact, today, slowly we are going to understand the very abstract fact. You know, what is that? There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. There is only existence absolutely. What about absence and presence? We talk about presence of things, absence of things. Presence and absence, meaning existent and non-existent, only relative. Relative terms used only in the relative context. Absolutely, there is no such thing called non-existence. There is only existence. We don't say no adjective here, no existent, existence only. And what is existence? Existence is the nature of the reality, the abstract formless reality. The surupam of the reality is what? Existence. What is that reality? Absorbs reality, which is all of existence, is pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Brahma and Atma. Okay. So origination is not, origination and dissolution are not there of the Dvaitam, because non-existent, are not there of the Advaitam. Advaitam is timeless. Advaitam is reality. Again, what is Advaitam? Sat. Satyam. What definition of Satyam? Beginningless, endless, changeless. That which has independent existence. Therefore, causeless. That is what is Satyam. And here Advaitam is Satyam. Non-dual reality is Satyam. Therefore, Pralayaha, Utpatthi is not possible on the part of Advaitam also. Okay. We move on to the next page. 384. Yaha tu, yes tu, punaha. For the sake of people, I am breaking and reading the sentence. Okay? Yaha, yes tu, yaha tu, punaha, dvaita samyavaharaha. Dvaita samyavaharaha, saha, rajju sarpavat, atmani, pranadilakshanaha, kalpitaha ityuktam. See, it was said before, it has been already discussed before, what? Vyavaharaha, dvaita vyavaharaha. Okay, dvaita vyavaharaha. This transaction, the transaction in terms of the duality, involving duality. The transaction involving duality. What duality? In the form of prana adi. The duality in the form of pranaha stands for what? Antaryamishwaraha. Ishwara. Okay? Ishwara, you can say just Ishwara. Prana here stands for Ishwara. So Ishwara, once Ishwara comes, means what? Creator. The creator created. Creation. Division. So, yaha tu dvaita vyavaharaha, pranadi lakshana dvaita vyavaharaha, that transaction in the form of the creator Ishwara and the creation, the universe, kalpitaha, dvaita vyavahara has been, this duality, the transaction involved with duality as Ishwara and the creator and the creation has been, is kalpitaha, projected. Atmani, it has been projected, superimposed upon Atma. Like what? Like Rajju Sarpavata. Atmani Kalpitaha. Like the rope snake. Which means it is not really there. So duality is not there. So further explanation is, Shankaracharya is taking us now. Nahi Mano Vikalpanayaha Rajju sarpadi lakshanayaha rajvam pralayaha utpattihiva. Now he says, manovikalpanayaha rajju sarpadi lakshanayaha rajvam pralayaha utpattihiva. This snake which is superimposed, okay, is manovikalpana. the mental projection. This mental projection of snake upon the rope is only one. There is no origination or dissolution. There is no creation or destruction of the snake superimposed upon the rope, which is only mental projection. Because the snake is not really there. Suppose when you the rope is mistaken to be a snake, and you can't say there's no snake at all, and you talk about the origination of the snake, and the existence of the snake, protection of the snake, and dissolution of the snake, and death of the snake, it is not possible. If at all, you prove the snake, then it is possible to talk about the creation, sustenance, dissolution of the snake. There's no snake at all. It's only false superimposition. What is only rope. There's no snake at all. But it's only falsely superimposed. So, the non-existent, really non-existent snake, there cannot have origination and dissolution. Similarly here, that's why, first we'll give the example first. Na. Na utpattihi na pralayahava. Sarpadi lakshanayaha. Rajju sarpadi lakshanayaha rajvam. So, there's no dissolution or creation of the snake superimposed upon the rope. Similarly, the duality also has no origination and dissolution. Nacha manasi rajju sarpayoho utpattihi pralayahava nacha ubhayatahava. Here we have to stop. Okay? We have to pay attention here. It is possible to have a doubt here. Know what doubt? Oh, the rajju sarpaha, okay, the snake, rope snake, there is no origination of the rope snake. But in the mind, there's real origination of the rope, snake. And the mind, there's a dissolution of the snake happens. Can you say this? No. Nacha. Manasi rajju sarpayoho utpattihi pralayavahava. There is no origination, creation, or the destruction of the rope snake in the mind, even though mind is involved in the projection. Again, there is no origination or dissolution of the snake, even outside the rope also. Na ubhayataha. There is no such thing called origination or dissolution, creation and destruction of the snake in the mind or on the part of the rope. Because there's no snake. Why? Because mind is involved. Isn't it? Therefore the possibility. Because the Buddhist, no, he does not consider the external world as Shunyavadi. So he thinks all mental projection. He also says everything is mental projection. Therefore he can easily say, that is why Shankara Bhagavatapada pays attention here. No. Maybe the rope is not, the snake is really not there. No, even though I mistake the rope for a snake, this rope, snake is superimposed upon the rope. Yeah. We can say in the wake of knowledge of the rope, you can say there is no snake, but still snake is kept in the mind. There is somewhere creation of the snake is there. How can it come otherwise? The possibility. No. Of course, the ignorance of what is this rope, ignorance of the rope is that ignorance contributes for the error in the perception. No doubt. But in the mind also, there's no snake is not created. mind, the mind also Krishnaic is not destroyed. The perspective change can happen, but there's no destruction or the creation of the rope, that is snake, in the mind and also in the rope, other rope. Rajju sarpayoho utpattihi palayavaha nacha manasi nacha ubhayataha va. Tatha manasatva aviseshat dvaitasya. The same way, dvaitasya, manasatva aviseshat. Now, this dvaitam also, okay, projection, dvaitam here is what now, we are talking about the duality experienced in the waking state. We are not really, the whole effort is to establish the fact that duality experienced in the waking state alone is not real. Only even if we had understood the dream as mithya already. So, dvaitasya, manasatva aviseshatu, here you have to understand, the projection of the duality. Duality happens to be the projection of the mind. But whose mind? Very clever here. Careful here. In this context, the duality experienced in the waking state is not jiva srishti. It is not the projection of the individual mind. It is the samashti manaha. Duality experienced in the waking state is projection of the samashti manaha, maya upahitam, upahita chaitanyam, ishvara. It is ishvara's mind. Because maya. That is why niyate manasi sushupteva dvaitam na grihyate. See, dvaitam, whenever the mind is resolved in sleep, sushupte manasi, and the mind is in deep sleep state, duality is not there. Okay? And when the mind, again in samadhi also, when the mind in the restrained mind, niyatam manaha means the mind which is restrained and kept in samadhi experience. There is in samadhi experience also, in samadhi also, when the mind is totally restrained, resolved, there also duality is not there. In deep sleep state also, of the mind also duality is not there. But still, where duality is there, where? In the mind only. Whose mind then? That's why we have to understand manasatvat, manasatva aviseshad dvaitasya. Means the world of duality experienced in the waking state is definitely mental projection only. Projection of what? Ishvara's mind. Maya sahita Ishvara's mind. Non-common. It's a common thing. Visesha means specially. Avisheshat. It is a mental projection only. Dvaitasya manasattva avisheshat means it is not something. Dvaita means not projection of the mind only. But whose mind? Ishvara's mind. So, okay, here you have to stop and understand why it is Ishvara's mind. Suppose if we say dvaitam, a projection of this way, experience of duality, experienced this duality, the world of duality is experienced the waking state is the projection of individual mind, if we say, then Kshanakim Jnani will be very happy. You know why? Oh, duality is not real for you. It is non-existent. Okay, non-existent. Therefore, what? Shanika Vijnanava, it's easy for him to say, no, it is possible for us to take this, take it to be the view of a Kshanika Vijnanavadi.
Momentary,
but still, momentary means of course, the come and go. Kshanika Vijnanavadi, for him, only this this fleeting consciousness, every time the cognition comes and goes, there's manifestation of consciousness. That's called, because cognitions keep on going. Actually, the consciousness doesn't fleet. Consciousness being the changeless, invariable reality is always there. And the cognitions keep on going. The vrittis go. The movement of vrittis, the arrival and departure of vrittis is mistaken to be the arrival and departure of consciousness. Therefore, he, according to him, is called Kshanika Vijnanam, the momentary consciousness. But he also says the duality experience in the waking state is mental projection. But it is not jiva's, not a projection of the jiva's mind, individual mind, projection of the total mind. Anyway, what is the idea? The duality projected by the individual mind is mithya. Equally, the duality projected by the total mind is also mithya. That is the idea here. That is the idea. Why? How do we say this? How do we say the duality projected by the cosmic mind, or we can say Ishvara's mind, is mithya? What is Ishvara's mind here? Maya. What is Maya? Unmanifested power. And does the power have individual existence, independent existence? No. So Maya itself is mithya. So Maya projected, the duality also is what? Mithya. I explained this actually 2-3 days before very clearly. Maya manifested is what? Not just self-existence, not just the existence of the world. As I under this, then duality comes. So manifestations means projections. Projections means what? Appearances, which has no independent existence. For come and go, mithya. Therefore, he says, nahi niyate manasi susupteva dvaitam nagrihyate. There is no duality experienced in the mind which is in deep sleep state or which is in samadhi as a result of being restrained. So what is the idea here? It is mental projection only. The mind is functional. Duality is projected. The mind is non-functional. Duality is not projected. The duality remains in potential condition, in sleep. When do you experience duality? Dvaita anubhavaha when? The experience of duality, when do you have? Only in the waking state. Which means, the function of mentation is very important for the experience of duality. The mind is non-functional. In deep sleep state, thus duality is not experienced. Duality is, but is not experienced. That's why manasattvam means what? The duality, you know, is, duality is something to do with the mind only. See, it's a projection of the mind. Manasattva. It has manasattva, means it is pertaining to, associated with the function of the mentation. The mind functions, duality becomes projected. Mind is non-functional, duality becomes unmanifested in potential condition. So, dvaita anubhavaha in the waking state, advaita anubhavaha in the deep sleep state, there's no experience of duality in deep sleep state. Doesn't mean duality is not there. It's in potential condition, which means in the form of mind. Therefore, the duality with mental projection is very clear. Therefore, it is mithya. It is not real. It's clear? That's what I said. So, manasattva viseshata dvaitasya nahi niyate manasi susupteva dvaitam grihyate. Therefore, ataha, what's the conclusion finally? Poor Pash is waiting to come, okay? Ataha, therefore, mano vikalpanamatram dvaitam iti siddham. Now, no more doubt after this class. This is the, okay, no more doubt. Dvaita, what is dvaitam? Mano vikalpanamatram siddham. This is the class finished. Duality is, okay, on mere projection of the mind only. This is established, this has been proved, this is, okay, understood. Duality is nothing but projection of the mind only. Mano vikalpana matram. The matram means what? Mere. It's a merely projection of the mind only, duality. Ataha, therefore, dvaitam mano vikalpana matram iti siddham. Tasmat suktam dvaitasya asatvat nirodadi abhavaha paramarthata iti. He still is, Shankaracharya says, tasmat therefore suktam. No? Suktam means what? Appropriately said by Gaudapada Acharya. Suktam. Okay? Suktam means well said. We say, no, well done. Well said. Appropriately said. Rightly said. Suktam. By whom? Gaudapada Acharya. What was said? Nirodadi abhavaha. This non-existence of this dissolution, etc. is the fact of absoluteness. That is what has been said by Gaudapacharya is correctly said, rightly said, appropriately said, well said. Why? Dvaitasya asatvat is the hetu. Why there is no creation or dissolution of anything? Why? What's the reason? What's the hetu? Dvaitasya asatvat. Dvaitasya asatvam. Due to the non-existence of duality. Due to the non-reality of duality. When I say duality is not real means duality is not there. Dvaitasya asatvat. Because of the non-existence of duality, non-reality of duality, nirodadi abhavaha, the absence of creation, dissolution, etc. is what? Of the fact of absoluteness. It's absolutely real. It's a fact. Okay, next. Yadi evam, Purupakshi comes. Until now he didn't come. Shankara Bhagavata thinks, okay, very clearly said, waking state, duality of experience, this jagrat dvaitam, dvaita anubhavaha, this waking duality experience, the waking state is not real, because it's also what? Ishvara Srishti. So, not real. Like the Jiva Srishti, the dream. Already explained. மனோவிகல்பனா மாத்திரம். This he has been saying from the time he started this Vaishitya Prakaranam, he has been saying manovikalpana matram. It's a mere projection of the mind only. It's all in the mind. And the mind stops. Where is dvaitam? Even temporarily for some time mind stops functioning, there's no dvaitam. You still meditate, put your thoughts to sleep, restrain your mind, there's no dvaitam. If the dvaitam is real, it must be always there. When the mind functions, mind does not function, dvaitam must be always there. Only the mind functions, dvaitam is there. It is merely mental projection. Therefore, it is not satyam. It is mithya. It's asattam. Asattam only. So, dvaitasya asattvat. There's no origination, there's no creation, there's no dissolution, there's no all that in the sloka, mantra, the shloka. Okay. Now he comes. I have very good question to you now. Purupakshi comes happily. Something I have got. He has given me some clue to ask some question. Okay. Yadi evam dvaita abhave shastra vyaparaha na advaite virodhat. He gives two reasons, okay? Two reasons he gives. Shastra vyaparaha na. The shastra vyaparaha means what? Involving the shastram as the pramanam is not necessary. Okay? Where is the need for us to have the pramanam? Shastra vyaparaha means the operation of shastram or using the shastram. There is no need for us, there is non requirement of the shastram here. Shastram is not needed now anymore. Why? Because dvaita abhavaha is there. You say what? Dvaitasya abhavaha. Duality is not real. If duality is non-existent, duality is not real. Not real. It is not there. Duality is not there. So to understand duality being not there, Shastra Pramanam is not used. Why do you need a Pramanam to understand something which is not there? Got it? If duality is non-existent, if duality is not real, then what is the need for Shastram to establish, okay? Establish the absence of duality. Already you said, no, Rajus, this is a snake. The non-existent snake cannot have creation, origination, cannot have dissolution. Similarly, non-existent duality does not require a means of knowledge to be proved. Not to be proved. It cannot be proved. It is non-existent. Duality being not there need not be proved because it is not there. Then, advaite. If you say non-duality is the reality, non-duality is the reality. What is only non-dual atma. There is no world of duality. This is the teaching, isn't it? What is there is only non-dual atma. There is no world of duality at all. Which means, Shastram as a Pramanam is not required. Is of no use. Because there's no need for us to understand what is non-existent. So Shastram cannot be a means of knowledge of, okay, something which is non-existent in terms of duality. If what is only non-dual reality, this is the second thing at all other than Shastram means, how can there be Shastram? Pramanam. Why? Shastram, if you say, the mere existence of Shastram will become what? Shastram other than the reality. Duality comes. Then, Shastram involves what? Shastram as a Pramanam involves all the accessories associated with the Shastram. First of all, who? The one who wants to know Pramata. And what is to be known? Prameyam. How, okay, he learns from, okay, the instrument of knowing. Shastram is the Pramanam, you say. Then, for what purpose Shastram is studied? The purpose is to be established. And where is it taught? How is it taught? What is being taught? And the Guru, Guruhu, Sishyaha, who is the teacher, who is the student, and who, what is being taught? Here, divisions come, differences come, duality comes. Therefore, if Advaitam alone is real, what is only non-dual reality means, then Shastram again saying Shastram has been used as a Pramana means, it's a contradiction. Got it? This is first question. And he is, Shankaracharya has to say, come on. How, suppose imagine the teacher should get angry, no? He doesn't get angry. Yadi evam, when he says, when Shankara Bhagavad Pada concludes his statement, saying what? Dvaitasya asatvate nirodadi abhavaha paramarthata. When he says, when he established, manovikalpanamatram dvaitam siddham, manovikalpanamatram dvaitam iti siddham, when he said, immediately the question comes. Yadi evam dvaita abhave shastravyaparaha na advaite virodhat. So due to the contradiction, virodhat, due to the contradiction that if non-duality is the reality, there cannot be something called Shastram other than the reality, which involves again divisions such as disciple, guru, etc. If duality is non-existent also, it need not be proved by the Pramanam, it is non-existent. Therefore, using the Pramanam, saying that Shastram is the Pramanam, that statement is what? Contradictory. Tathacha Satyadvaitasya Vastutve. I'm not saying, Shankaracharya repeats. Tathacha sati. We have to be very careful. Tathacha sati advaitasya vastutve. Advaitasya vastutve pramana abhavat shunyavada prasangaha dvaitasya abhavat. So what happened now? Because of this contradiction, he gives two hetus. Dvaitasya abhavat. Due to the non-existence of duality, advaitasya vastutve pramana abhavat. When advaitam is said to be the reality, when dvaitam is said to be the non-existent, there is no pramanam needed as a pramanam also. Pramanam also is not there. Therefore what? Shunyavada prasangaha. This leads the all the conclusions what you have made, Shankar Bhagavatpada. It slowly leads us to the situation of having to accept the shunyam, shunyatvam of the reality. Non-existence of the reality. Shunyatva prasangaha means, shunyatvam means non-existence. Shunyatvam is equal to asattvam only. Shunyatvam of the non-existence of the reality. So, the non-existence. Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to say there is no such thing called non-existence at all. What is as only existence? Yes, to what a big difference. So he says, shunyavada prasangaha. Shunyavada prasangaha. The situation here is the context of having to accept the shunyavada. Means non-existence as the reality. Why? Pramana abhavat. There is no pramanam here. Pramanam also is not there. Why? Advaitasya vastutve. Because advaitam alone has the status of being existent. Non-duality alone is the reality. Dvaitasya cha abhavat. Dvaitam is not there. Okay. Answer comes. Got it now? Na rajju sarpadi vikalpanayaha. Rajju sarpadi vikalpanayaha. Niraspadatvat anupapattihi iti pratyuktam etat. Shankaracharya says, hey, this has been already explained. Replied. This question already came. This question has been already replied. Okay. He says, pratyuktam etat. This has been already replied. What is the answer given here? Rajju sarpadi vikalpanayaha niraspadatva anupapattihi. Anupapattihi means what? Impossibility. There's impossibility of this having a substratum adhishtanam as its the rope as its adhishtanam. Rajju sarpadi vikalpanayaha nirasadatva anupapattihi. There is impossibility of the adhishtanam being not there. Adhishtanam in the form of rope being not there for the project superimposed snake. Which means any mithya, anything and everything mithya can be there only if there is an adhishtanam. Without an adhishtanam, there cannot be false appearance. Superimposition means superimposition always involves a satya adhishtanam, a non-real projection. Non-real projection, mithya projection presupposes the real substratum, satya adhishtanam. So for a rope snake, rope is there. Rope must be there. The rope snake to be superimposed upon the rope. So niraspadatvam, okay, not having the adhishtanam is not at all possible for any mithya object. Therefore what? Dvaitam is mithya. Dvaitam is not real, but dvaitasya Satya Adhishtanam is there. The Satya Adhishtanam is what? Non-dual Atma. Non-dual Atma is the Satya Adhishtanam of the Mithya Dvaitam. This has been already told. Now he is asking, little angry it seems. Katam Ujjivayasi. Ujjivayasi iti aha. Again, why do you give life to the same question? The question has been already killed, okay? That's the meaning. Katam Ujjivayasi. Why do you again bring the question back? It's been already answered. In fact, Ujjivanam, Ujjivayasi literally means enlivening. Katam Ujjivayasi. Why do you give life to that question which has been already answered? Okay, finished. Then he says, again Purupakshi asks, finished, huh? But Purupakshi will not leave it. Rajjuhu api savikalpasya aspada bhuta, savikalpasya aspada bhuta, sorry, sarpavikalpasya, please correct the spelling. Rajjuhu api sarpavikalpasya aspada bhuta vikalpita eva iti drishtanta anupapattihi. It comes again another question, another doubt comes for him. This snake, no, this Rajjuhu api aspada bhuta sarpavikalpasya, the rope being presented as the adhishtanam of the superimposition of the snake, it is also vikalpita eva iti drishtantasya anupapatti. He says now, a rope alone, snake alone is not mithya, rope is also mithya. Rope is also mithya, snake is also mithya. Who says? Purupakshi. Rajjuhu api vikalpita. Rajjuhu api vikalpita. Not only sarpaha vikalpitaha, nakevalam sarpaha vikalpitaha, not only snake is projected, superimposed, just as snake is projected, rope is also projected only. This rope, which is in the form of the adhishtanam of the snake, is also projected. Means he says what? Both are mithya. Snake is mithya, rope is also mithya. So what does he want to say now? Dvaitam mithya, Advaitam also is mithya. Can't we take that way? That's the idea. That's what he wants to say. Therefore what? If both are mithya, what does it mean? He also used an example only. Rope is mithya. Snake is mithya. The snake's adhishtanam rope is also mithya. Similarly here, Dvaitam is mithya, Advaitam also is mithya, therefore Shunyam, called Shunyatva Prasangaha, Shunyavada Prasangaha. Therefore what he says, the Drishtantaha, Drishtanta Anupapattihi means what? This drishtantaha is not appropriate drishtantaha. This impossibility, untenability of this example, he says. Which means this example, this illustration is not appropriate. So what? Shunyam is satyam. That he wants to say, but he will not be allowed to say. Okay? So Shankara Bhupada's answer comes, nah. Until it's clear, no? Everything is like, nah. Vikalpanakshaye avikalpitasya avikalpitatvadeva sattva upapattehe. See, vikalpanakshaye means what? When what is superimposed upon is negated. Vikalpanakshaye means when what is superimposed upon is negated. There is avikalpitasya. What is non-negatable? Okay, when the what is superimposed upon, what is superimposed is negated. What is there non-negatably as the adhishthanam and being non-negatable itself is the proof for it to be the satya adhishthanam. This is the answer given by. When the snake is negated as not there, seeing the rope. After seeing the rope as a rope, in the wake of the rope, what goes away is what? Snake only. It's what? Vikalpanakshayam. When it happens, when the snake is removed. Snake is rejected as mithya. Snake is not there. Snake be not understood. What cannot be negated? Avikalpitasya. What cannot be negated is the non-projected, the source of projection that is continues to be there. Avikalpitasya, avikalpitatvameva, the non-negatability of the rope being there, having the continuous existence itself is the proof for it having the status of being the reality. The rope enjoys satyatvam, the status of being the reality, because it continues to be there even after the negation of the snake. The rope doesn't disappear. Similarly, even when cognitively dvaitam is negated, the possibility of negation of the rope, the snake itself, because there is a rope. Similarly here, dvaitam also is because of the existence of the non-dual reality alone, is a possibility of negating the duality as mithya. So vikalpanakshaye avikalpitasya avikalpitatvadeva sattva upapattihi sattva upapattehe. Rajju sarpavat asattvam iti chet. Okay, that's one answer he gives. But Purpakshi asks the question. Purpakshi's question comes. You got the correct answer now? What's the question? What's the answer you understood? Okay. Rajju sarpavat asattvam iti chet. He says, Here he gives a question, important question. You know what it is? Not only sarpaha, not only the snake is mithya, rope is also mithya. Similarly, dvaitam is mithya, advaitam is mithya, also mithya. If we say that, that's his question. Rajju sarpavat advaitam mithya iti chet. Like the rope in the rope snake is not real. The rope in the rope snake also is real. He's not real. Not only the snake is not real, rope in the rope snake is also not real. Similarly, advaita atma is also not real. Can't we take that way? The reason he gives, why he says that? because just as snake is the projection, mental projection, rope is also mental projection. Because rope is also seen. Here you have to stop and understand. That is only example. Rajju Sarpa is only example. It is a very beautiful answer. We have to see here. When you say rope is real, rope snake is mithya, we have to understand here that snake which is superimposed, as long as it is seen, is what? Enjoys subjective reality. The snake is in the, snake is perceived by the one. One person sees the snake, that is snake. In his perception, that is, snake enjoys existence. The person who is erroneously perceiving the snake, in his perception there is snake, that erroneous perception of the snake is what has subjective reality, subjectively real. It has Pratibhasika Satta. It means even there, certain reality is there. This was a very, very subtle, very beautiful teaching here. Even in seeing, erroneously seeing the snake, there is some reality is there. Because the snake is experienced, available for experience, only for one given person. So it is subjectively real. In his perception, the snake is subjectively real. Whereas all others do not see the snake. They see the rope as the rope. So the rope enjoys vyavaharika satta. Rope has vyavaharika satta. Snake has pratibhasika satta. So snake is subjectively real, like the dream, whereas rope is objectively real. So from the standpoint of what is objectively real, what is more real is what? Objective reality is more real. So only from the standpoint of subjective reality, we say what is objectively real is not real from the standpoint of what is objectively real. Of course, snake, rope is also object of knowledge. Rope is also mental projection, no doubt. Everything is mental projection means, of course rope is mental projection. Even I give this example of light example I give. Light is satyam. The reference to satya adhishtanam of all the opaque things means, it is not absolutely real. Example should not be stretched, okay? Example should be understood correctly and it should be left there itself. Sometimes we have the problem of stretching the examples and we get confused. So, here what happens? Of course, anything and everything is mental projection. No doubt about it. But that is not the question here. When we say the snake is not real, snake is mithya, rope is satyam. Snow, the snake being mithya, snake is really non-existent. Snake is not there. What is this only rope? And you say, the subjectively, from the standpoint of what is objectively real, we say, what is objectively real is more real. Similarly, from the standpoint of what is objectively real, okay, what is absolutely real is real. That is why he is going to explain very beautifully here. First answer he gives. Ekant Vikalpitena Avikalpitatvat Avikalpita Rajvamshavat Prak Sarpa Abhava Vijnanat. See, Prak Sarpa Abhava Vijnanat. Before the rise of the knowledge of the non-existence of the snake. Sarpa Abhava Vijnanat Prak. Before the rise of the knowledge of the non-existence of the snake. There is Rajvamshavat Ekantena Avikalpitatvat Avikalpita Rajvamshavat means absolutely, we cannot say absolutely there is, you know, Ekantena, there's total. Absolutely, there is nothing is non-real here. Absolutely, there is no such thing called non-existence. There is no total non-reality is not here. So, how is going to explain? Let me explain to you first before I read the passage. See, when it is said, there is a person who is seeing the rope as a snake. And what does he say? Sarpaha asti. Snake is. When he says, this is a snake. This is a snake, when he says, he is showing what? He is showing the, okay, what he is showing is actually the rope. Showing the rope, he makes a statement, this is a snake. That snake word, leave it. In that word snake, we have two other words. This and is. The two words actually serve as two components. That this, actually this, the word this, implying thisness, stands for relatively real rope. And the word is stands for easiness, implying what is absolutely real. This is something very beautiful. Okay? This is a snake. Because directly, this directly definitely refers to the snake only, the rope only. But this stands for the relative reality. E stands for absolute reality. It is Paramarthikam Satyam. This stands for Vyavaharikam Satyam. Then snake is what? Pratibhasikam Satyam. Just one word can show you three orders of reality. Snake stands for Pratibhasikam Satyam. Snake enjoys Pratibhasika Satta. Thisness, the word this implies Vyavaharika Satta. Is implies Paramarthika Satta. Vyavaharika Satta, Pratibhasika Satta, all of them are Mithya. There is absolutely. So, the snake is not there. The snake alone is not there. So, Sarpasya Abhavaha, isn't it? Vikalpitam. Sarpaha Vikalpitaha. The snake which is a projection is Mithya. subjectively real. But there again, the rope upon which a snake is projected is relatively real. And what is that which lends existence to the source of projection and the projected is non-dual reality, absolute reality. Yeah. Karana karya vilakshanam. Karya karana vilakshanaha atma. There is something amazing he is going to say here. So what is most important thing here is there is existence throughout. In subjective reality also, there is existence. Even this is a snake, the erroneous perception also what? There is, what is relatively real, enjoys existence in absolute reality. What is subjectively real, enjoys existence only in absolute reality. Therefore, Rajju Sarpavat Asatvam Na Advaitasya. Advaitam is not non-existent, non-real, like even the rope in the rope snake. Here I have to stop and before we go to next passages, very important passages, we have to understand this. See, the word Atma here or Brahma implies, we know, it's abstract reality, formless. The formless reality, we do not even use the term consciousness or knowledge. No word. There is something inexplicable and subtlest, abstract. That is vastu, that is reality. Because that alone is. When nothing is, that alone is. This we understand through the analysis of our three states of experience. When analyze three states of experience, the fact we arrive at is what? There is something. When you distinguish the experiencer from the experienced, I'm taking you back to this to make you understand what is unfolded in these following statements. This I will come back and see tomorrow. Because very important sentence here. To come here, let us go back to our analysis. In all three states of experience, there is one experiencer. That experiencer definitely is formless reality. What is there as the experiencer is the reality, and that is formless, attributeless. So no word we are using here. Even the words consciousness or awareness, knowledge, we are using only, even the word Atma, even the word Brahma. All these words are later on simply used in terms of this inexplicable reality, in terms of its nature of the reality. So that reality, Trikalajnaha Atma, when you say, Atma is the knower of three states of experience, means three periods of time. Three periods of time, past, present and future. We say. So Trikalaj, being aware of three periods of time means what? Being there always. Being there always. Never a time this reality is not. That's why Krishna says the 12th verse of Bhagavad Gita, Natvevaham Jatunasam Natvam Neme Janadhipaha. There's never a time I was not, you were not, these things were not. All of us were there means what? All of us were there uniformly as one awareness. So before your birth, were you there? The question is asked, what do you say? Before the body was born, were you there? Before the date of birth, you were there. We'll say what? No, I was not here. But actually, how do you know that you were not here? To know you were not here before your birth, you must have been there. You may not know what all happened here. But your own existence, see, knowledge of your existence is always there. It's called being self-evident, okay? Knowledge of your existence is always there. You know that you are not there before the birth means you know your existence. I know I was not here. I was not there before I was born. Means you're always there. That is why this reality, the abstract reality, is of your timelessness. That is why it is said to be satyam. Timelessness being the nature of reality, the first criteria for it to be the satyam. Why it is abstract reality satyam? Because it is timeless. Timelessness is the very nature, swarup. Why it is like this? Why is abstract reality, which is of instead of knowing, is like this? That is how it can be. First reason, timelessness, absoluteness. Absoluteness in terms of timelessness. It's called paratvam. Paratvam means what? Exaltedness. Superiority. Exaltedness, superiority, absoluteness, paramarthata. Absoluteness in terms of timelessness. Then, and the being only knower, reality is of the nature of knowing. Knowing is a swarupam. It is not an action. This is no instrument is required for reality to know. What instrument does the light need to illumine things? Presence itself is enough for it to be the illuminator. So presence itself is enough. Therefore, by its mere presence, sannidhi matrena, it knows. The knowing is the swarupam. There's no knower. Reality is the only knower. Reality is other than the only knower is the reality. And everything else is known means. Everything is against its own projections. Therefore, outside of the knower, there's no known. Independent of the knower, there is no known. What about the space? Space is also known. Therefore, this abstract reality is pervasive of the space also. Therefore, we talk about what? Pervasiveness, all pervasiveness. And we say, being the only knower, everything in the universe also being object of knowledge. Everything, nothing in the world is different from the reality. Because no object is outside of the reality. But everything is dependent on the reality, the knower for its existence. Being dependent on it, it is non-different from the reality. You know, existence outside of the reality. That's why this reality is as Brahman presented as Jagat Karanam in the Prakriya. The Prakriya is very beautifully used for us to understand. So these threefold limitations are not there. Everything has subject to limitations. Specifically, and here, this reality is absolutely independent. And it never undergoes any change. So changelessness, independence, timelessness. Three important factors to say why this absolute reality is satyam. Absolutely real. And this reality is of the nature of knowing. That nature alone is there, looked upon as the power. That power remains sometimes non-functional. And it becomes functional. So when it is functional, whole Jagat comes into manifestation. When it resolves, again Jagat disappears. That is why Shastram presents this Atma Brahma as Jagat Karanam. It means the so-called universe, the material world, doesn't have existence outside of the knowledge, the power of knowing. It has no independent existence at all. That is why in the very beginning, Gaudapada Acharya, when he states, Drishyatvam, just to say it is mithya, it is not there. There is no Jagat. Just to say it is not there, what do you need? Drishyatvam. This is the basic lesson he was given. We saw in the very beginning. It has the status of being an object, it is mithya. Again, it has what? Anityatvam. Again, we have to look at it. The knowledge as the cause, the known as the effect. Therefore, it's also karyatvam. This is also is given later on. These two reasons, because of the karyatvam in terms of anityatvam, because of its drishyatvam, it is mithya. Already it has been established. Which means the reality is of the nature of independent existence. Which means it is of the nature of existence. It is swataha siddha atma. Swata siddha means what? Itself, it is of the nature of existence. Therefore it is ever of the nature of existence means it is self-dependent also. Therefore it is absolutely real. This alone does not come and go, does not change. Apart from that, okay, that's why we say when the Ishvara's mind, in terms of this Maya Shakti, the power of knowing, when it becomes manifested, then there is duality. That's why we say this duality is a mental projection of Ishvara. Ishvara's mental projection. Means what? It is appearance of Brahma. Ishvara's mental projection is a statement. What it means is, it is appearance of the abstract formless reality. The reality which is of the nature of knowing, and the power of knowing, is shining, appearing in the form of this inexplicably vast world of duality as the knower, as the knowledge, as the known. And nana iva bhati appears as varieties and different and many. It's all appearance. Therefore, within what is appearing also, one can be mistaken to be the other. So whenever you say this kalpana, imagination means definitely what something is mistaken to be something else. That is why we say, how is it possible for one to see like that? If it is possible for you to see the dream, it is possible for you to say anything. That is why the difference always is in perception. What you see is different, what I see is different. That is why Shastram thoroughly having analyzed, there is only reality absolutely. There is no non-reality at all absolutely. Ultimately, there is no non-existence at all. There is only existence. This is not an easy thing. What is, there is only existence, there is no thing called non-existence at all. 16th verse of Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter. There Shankar Bhagavad Pada, oh my God. The Bhashyam. We will explain. Which means, in subjective reality, what is objectively real? Enjoys existence. What is objectively real? Enjoys existence. That existence is absolutely real. Absolute reality. Existence enjoyed by the subject. What is objectively real? What is objectively real? Is pure existence, which is absolutely real. The pure existence is pure consciousness. There cannot be something called objective reality or subjective reality outside of other than absolute reality. Okay? Anyway, so this is going to explain. We'll come back and see tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll try to cover the whole Bhashyam, this whole mantra. This very profound teaching in this mantra, we'll see here. Many questions are asked, we'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamadaya.